The Burt Show.
Southside Steve here from our rock station peeks his head in the door and said there's some uncomfortable, there's an obvious weirdness going on between he and Jen Hobby.
Yeah.
It's real awkward,
and
Steve.
It's a different awkward than there's been in the past where she denies you your sexual advances all the time. It's different.
It'll be okay, Steve.
What's going on?
This is a different awkwardness.
It is. I can't really look her in the eye. I'm trying to. I've gotten to the point now I can glance at her.
What happened?
I had a dream.
I had a dream.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, it was Sunday night leading into Martin Luther King Day. He had dreams, I just had one. We all got dreams.
Free at last, free at last.
Problem is, his was freedom and equality, and mine's gin.
Okay, so it was one of those.
I thought it was kind of rude in studio on Tuesday, because we're buds, right?
We yes, we are.
Whatever we
are.
Talk about, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so so he came in Tuesday and was like chatting it up with everybody else in the studio and like ignored me. I'm like, did I do something to tick him off? Like, that's weird. Mm-hmm. And then after the show, I saw him in the hallways and he was like, I got to tell you something.
Did she hurt you real bad, or was the dream so graphic that you were embarrassed?
That
was
the second one.
On graphic on her side, or are you apologizing for the things that you did?
Both. I mean, I was the aggressor, but once I went there, it was like, yeah, come on.
Have you ever had those dreams where you wake up and you have to shake it off? Like, was that real or not?
No, usually I try to get back into it.
No.
I woke up. Go back to sleep.
I woke up that morning, and I left the light on in the hall, and I expected to see Jen walking in to say good morning.
It was that vivid. Really?
I mean, we were an item. We were together. I don't even know how many years we'd been together.
So it was like it was more emotional than it was physical. There was a love in your dream.
Yes, I was like Nicolas Cage, the Family Man. She was, I mean, it was like that. I was like, my God, it was a whole secondary life. I mean, it must have been a 5-hour dream. But I woke up and we'd been through things, and she had dropped a guy and I dropped a girl, and there'd been controversy and we'd been filmed and we were together. She'd gotten a small dog, but I was okay with it because of what she wore around the house. And we were together.
You lived 30 years.
Pretty much.
In 3 minutes.
That is hilarious.
Pretty much. Wow. Pretty much.
And how did the dream end? Did it end in a breakup, or it ended well and that's what shook you?
It ended, I think, with us just having lunch. I mean, I woke up and we were in the middle of what we're doing. There was no ending. I mean, it's like we're together. So when I saw her here, I was like, honey, well, thanks for not, riding into work with me. We could have gone together. And then I realized, Steve, it's a dream. And then I'm like, but I don't know what to do. So I couldn't look at her.
You still can't.
I can't.
Yeah. I know. It's weird.
It'll take time.
Oh, come on. Do you remember when this happened to me years ago, years and years and years ago, and I had that dream about the artist formerly known as Phil Tarana, and I could not talk to him.
That's right.
I was like so embarrassed because of the things that I had in my dream about him.
That's right.
And it was just like so vivid and real, and it was like, whoa.
I really do think it's a different level. The things that you were doing to Phil Tarana,
probably
I'm sure,
different.
Pretty basic compared to the things that he was doing to you in this dream.
Yeah. You've got abilities you don't even know you have.
Maybe you need to fill me in and teach me something.
Yeah, we'll start class when I can look at you.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, guys.
All right. The Burt Show.